I used to love my morning coffee, until it stopped loving me back. The bloating, the discomfort, it wasn't worth it anymore. Then I found Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee blended with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics that's gentle on my stomach and gives me smooth, steady energy. Right now, get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint. Batteries.
Tools. Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to Press This, a WordPress community podcast on WMR. Each week, we spotlight members of the WordPress community. I'm your host, Doc Pop, and I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine and my contributions on the Torque magazine. Subscribe to Press This on Red Circle, iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app. You can also download episodes directly from WMR.fm. Headless WordPress is a big topic in the WordPress scene these days, but many folks like myself might still be a little scared off when we hear the term headless, and not just because it's near Halloween and we get creeped out for that. I think it's time to get over this fear, so I've asked Fran Agolto, a developer advocate at WP Engine, to help me understand the pros and cons of headless. Fran, how are you doing today?
Oh, Doc, thanks for having me, and yes, you're right, it is Halloween, but we shall not be scared because the headless horseman is here. So yes, I'm doing just fine today. Thank you.
Awesome. I want to start off, if you could just tell us what is your WordPress origin story? How did you get into this space?
Great question. Actually, my WordPress origin story funnels through WP Engine. When I first started looking for a job in tech, you know, Doc, I had no coding experience. I actually only had touched one WordPress site once in my life, and that was back in college. And I was just making a shift onto like trying to get into tech. Well, WP Engine was hiring for sales representatives, so I got on board with WP Engine on the sales side of things with WordPress, not on the technical side. Starting, so that's my origin story. I got through WP Engine on the sales side of things, and you know, through their training here at WP Engine, whether if you're like on more on the sales and marketing side, they give you the whole kind of spiel on what WordPress is as a CMS as editor, a content marketing management system, if you will.
Yeah. And so, you know, you and I were talking at WordCamp US in San Diego, and I know that headless is a big thing for you. What is your current role at WP Engine, and how does that kind of tie in with headless WordPress?
Yeah, so that's a good question. My current role here is developer advocate level 2 on the headless developer relations team here at WP Engine. And it ties into headless WordPress because with the developer relations team at WP Engine, there are two sides of the house, Doc. There's the traditional WordPress side of the house, which probably most of the people that use WordPress are familiar with, if not all. And then there's the headless side of the house, which I'm advocating for on my end. And that's what I do. I essentially just write blog posts, technical articles, and YouTube videos on coding and how to not be scared off, as if you will, as you were saying in your intro on adapting this methodology.
Well, you know, we're talking about being scared, and we're going to try to keep this, honest and talk about the pros and cons of headless. And, I guess let's start off with just the pros of headless via WordPress. What comes to mind when you think of those?
Yeah, so there's actually three main positives or pros, if you will, Doc, on why people actually organizations, small to medium businesses, agencies go and adapt headless WordPress. The first thing is speed, right? Because from a user experience standpoint, everybody knows in web development that if you have a slow site, guess what's going to bounce? Your users, bye-bye. So, you know, you want those fast, super fast, speedy sites that like essentially give a great user experience and up those Google Core Web Vitals. That's one of the pros of headless WordPress is that, you know, instead of a monolithic traditional WordPress server-side rendering mechanism, that's what WordPress does, is upon every request, when you're a user visiting a site, it takes a round trip. It goes to the server, the PHP runs the code, and then sends the HTML back to the browser for you to consume. Now, again, you can speed up traditional WordPress, but at its core, on the headless side, out of the box, when you decouple WordPress and just consume it as an API layer and have static files on a CDN, data already pre-built, it's fast. That's the first and foremost pro, doc. And then the second one is security. And the reason for that is when you decouple any web application or website, it doesn't have to be headless WordPress, your backend is hidden, right? So, you know, hackers can't, most people that like are savvy with tech and might be able to like decipher if you are using WordPress won't even know if you're using WordPress unless you're like exposing your environment variables in your repository. And then the second thing why it's safe is because the surface area of attack is that much less, essentially, because when you decouple, you're on a front-end framework that's responsible now instead of the PHP of rendering the HTML in the browser, and it's just a lower surface area of attack because there's so much nefariousness you can do in a browser. And then the third and last one essentially is the future proofing of your tech stack. What I mean by that is like with headless WordPress, when you decouple your tech stack, you take what's called the API driven development approach or methodology. And that way, like, it's much easier to not only have your users access your website or web application through a desktop browser, but a kiosk, a screen in a Tesla, anything, a mobile app. It's just much easier to consume the WordPress data and then throw it on any kind of like node that your user is going to use. So that's the pros of it.
Okay, yeah, that's interesting. Now, there's a couple that come to mind for me, and I don't have a headless site. I haven't experimented with headless. I do use WordPress. You can let me know if this is right. It seems like first off, content management. Like, if you're using WordPress and you're using a headless, so you can point it to whatever web app or whatever you want to do. That content management side being pre-built, with WordPress, is got to be super smooth. Anybody, regardless of their knowledge of how to use a website or how to build a website, they could very easily go in and, the same advantage is like just WordPress in general. They can go in and write their blog post and kind of publish it super easy, right?
That's actually 100% correct. Yes. You nailed that. Yep. In a summary doc, you nailed it. Yep.
Yeah. And then I guess other things that come to mind that you didn't mention was kind of like checking to see, it seems like if you're building headless WordPress, I might be wrong on this, but it seems like you're going to have a lot of tools because of all the plugins that people have made available that you'll be able to integrate unless for some reason, there's some reason, you can't do that with headless, but it sort of seems like, you could probably get like a lot of, SEO plugins or whatever. And very quickly, all the WordPress ecosystem is at your fingertips, even if you're building headless. Does that sound right?
So there's one of the actual cons of headless WordPress is on the WordPress side of things, doc, especially plugins, obviously, that would render your or manipulate or change your front end, you can forget that will not work in a headless fashion. In fact, I would say most WordPress plugins do not work in a headless sense. What you're going to have to use, as far as like to have a parity or comparison, what a plugin is to a traditional WordPress developer, in the front end ecosystem of Node.js and like the frameworks like React, Vue, Angular, you have NPM packages, which stand for Node Package Manager. And those are what, like, if you're a WordPress developer, those are what plugins are on the front end ecosystem that you're going to have to get accustomed to and use. So, yeah.
You know, I think that's a great spot to stop for a minute. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're talking with Fran Agulto about the pros, and we'll get back and we'll talk about the cons of headless WordPress. You're listening to Press This.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W, with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
You're listening to Press This, a WordPress community podcast on WMR. This week, we're talking to Fran Agulto, a developer advocate at WP Engine. We're talking about the pros and cons of headless and why you should or shouldn't be scared of headless WordPress. So far, we've covered the pros, which simply are faster loading. You're saying that headless WordPress is just super snappy. Security, you're, you know, not making it clear, you know, what the site is built on. You're not giving hackers any of that information. It's kind of, you know, just front facing. Future proofing, I mentioned content management. And then we got into cons. And you were just saying most plugins do not work. It does not, statistically speaking, you're just kind of saying you feel that most WordPress plugins are probably not going to work with headless. And I'm guessing that's because most of those plugins are probably designed with like front end kind of changes.
Yeah. And that's 100% correct. Yes. The fact of the matter is that like if any plugin in the traditional WordPress sense is made to make some kind of alteration to the front end, it's not going to work, because essentially the whole idea is you're decoupled the front end. So yeah, so that breaks, that'll break in traditional WordPress, or in headless WordPress, excuse me. However, Doc, here's the thing, right? Any WordPress plugin that only does something on the back end, right? Like, Doc, I'm sure you're familiar with advanced custom fields, which help you create custom content types. And there's Yoast SEO for WP GraphQL, which is a headless WordPress plugin. Those things work because people have written PHP code to extend those plugins to be able to be integrated with a headless approach, if that makes sense.
So let's talk about some other cons of doing headless WordPress.
Oh yeah.
Do you have any? Oh, okay. Well, we got like 7 minutes. Let's see what kind of comes to mind. You know, what's the biggest con that if someone's thinking about going headless, they might not want to actually do it because of this con.
Yeah, here's the thing, man. I tell you, I was at WordCamp US. In fact, you know, I met you over there, Doc, and I was talking to a lot of people who just came up and randomly asked me this question. The fact of the matter is that at its core and why it was invented, WordPress is so simple. It's WYSIWYG. What you see is what you get, right? Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, Doc, my mom and my own sister, they know how to use WordPress. My mom is not technical at all, but she knows how to get into WP Admin and just write some content in a block. And she goes, "Oh, look, it's live on a URL." The main issue or con, if you will, is the learning curve and barrier of entry to this approach, honestly, because number one, you're going to have to be savvy and fluent in JavaScript. That's number one. Okay. Oh. That requires coding.
My heart's beating.
Doc, trust me, when I first enrolled in my JavaScript bootcamp, my heart was beating out of my chest. So, so that's the first thing. That's the first and foremost thing. That's the con of this thing is that there is not only a technical debt that you're going to accrue, because if you don't know it, you're going to have to pay a JavaScript developer now to you know, maintain your WordPress blog, or if you go headless, right? Or your WordPress, if you're using WooCommerce as a business and you want to go headless on it, you're going to have to consider procuring for a team now who can code in JavaScript if you can't. That's the main thing. That's the main thing. The second thing, the major con of it is the gap or the bridge between the, and I think some of this stuff we're actually solving at WP Engine, which is awesome. I'm not just saying this because I love WP Engine. I work here, but I can choose where I want to work. And we're solving the issue of the fact that when you have a marketing team or a content editor in your organization or whatever it is you're using WordPress for, you know, they're used to going into WordPress in the block editor, writing down content, typing content in, hitting either that preview button so that they could see what it's going to look like live on the URL, or just hitting publish and seeing it live. Unfortunately, that's not the case in headless WordPress. You also have to configure and manipulate things, which WP Engine's solving for out of the box, in order for that bridge, if you will, Doc, to work, so that content editors are will in their seat be more familiar with the workflow, because it is a decoupled headless, if you will, workflow when you go disattached like that. So those are the two main cons of it, is that the complexity, and then you essentially have to like figure, okay, now I have to hire coders, and then guess what you're used to on the WYSIWYG, it has to be configured, and there's things that you have to wire up now in order to replicate that.
So I think what I'm hearing is that when I go to my WordPress site and I make a change, I hit refresh or whatever, I go to the website, hit refresh, and that change is there. And with headless, traditionally, you're going to have to do a few more steps than just hitting refresh. Is that kind of what you're saying?
100%.
Yep.
That is 100% and correct. Yeah. Yep.
And you're mentioning what you're working on at WP Engine. I'm assuming that's Atlas.
Yes, that is Atlas. Correct. That's the shameless plug, everybody. But that's what I was referring to, is how WP Engine is solving for this. Mm-hmm. We've essentially taken the developer toil, I would like to call it, of the painstake of having to wire all that up that I just told you about, Doc. So now, if I'm a developer and my company or my team, or I'm in an agency and the agency goes, "Fran, you have to code the site." The owner of the site wants to use WordPress as their CMS, but they want to go headless and they want to use for the pros of it. With the Atlas platform, Doc, you within a two or three clicks, you're configured, and it allows that content editor to be like, "Oh man, wow, I can hit preview or publish," and it's essentially the same workflow as I was using in a traditional WordPress sense, but now it's headless, and I don't even have to know about it because it's essentially a parity. It's the same flow. That's what WP Engine is solved for.
Mm-hmm. And so let's just recap kind of the pros and cons one more time. So we've said the pros are faster loading, security, future-proofing, content management's going to be easier. The cons, it sounds like most plugins do not will probably not work. Correct. So you won't have necessarily the full ecosystem, but you'll have, you know, parts of it. And as well, just in a broad sense, if you're building a headless WordPress site, then chances are you're going to have to know, you know, JavaScript. You're going to have to know kind of how to also, once you've created that content, how to also kind of like push that so it goes live. It's not just a one click process and that's kind of live.
100%. Yeah, you essentially have to go into a command line, a terminal. You have to deal with repositories, and checking out branches. Yeah. So there's a complex learning curve.
Well, I think that's a good place to take a break. And when we come back, we will talk about how to get over those fears. If you have them, if you do want to be doing headless WordPress, how to kind of get over them. And, you know, it's kind of wrapping up on this episode. So stay tuned for more with Fran Agulto.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
You're listening to Press This, a WordPress community podcast on WMR. Each week, we spotlight members of the WordPress community. And this week, we're talking to Fran Agulto from a developer advocate at WP Engine about headless WordPress, which sounds great because it's kind of the time of the year to be scared. And, you know, before the show, Fran, you and I were talking about rock climbing. And I'm just kind of curious, like, with rock climbing, were you scared of heights when you first started?
Oh, I mean, yes, I was. I definitely had a very more than healthy fear of heights, Doc, let's just say, when I started.
Healthy fear, yeah. And, you know, I'm just kind of wondering if there's any lessons there. Maybe this is a stretch. Is there any kind of lessons there to kind of how you felt and how you overcame it with how some people might be nervous about, you know, they probably have an application that would be, you know, they probably should be doing headless WordPress, but they're just nervous about making that jump. What crossovers do you have from like your climbing days that you could like bring over?
Yeah, that's actually a good analogy, if you will. Here's the thing, right? At the end of the day, most fear, I think, Doc, and it doesn't, I mean, it pertains to web development, to rock climbing, and this is why a good analogy, or even like being married or having kids, whatever you're doing in life, fear is mostly, it's because of unknown and unfamiliarity. Humans fear things that are unfamiliar, but guess what? That fear gets lessened the more you're used to something. So let's take a step back here. WordPress. Doc, you've been in the WordPress game longer than I have. I've been dealing with WordPress for 4 years now. I'm sure you, how long have you been in the WordPress game?
Like 4 years and a month.
Oh, 4 years and a month. Okay, so we're even. So I it's funny.
No, I'm a month ahead. It's 12 years, I think, kind of working, you know, with WordPress companies and stuff like that.
So here's the thing. The reason why it's the most beloved CMS, and it's like, I don't know, 35-40% of the internet. I didn't stay for Matt Mullenweg's State of WordPress at WordCamp. I got busy, but it's huge, right? WordPress is huge. Mm-hmm. There's a reason for that. It came out early and it gained familiarity with its ease of use. Okay. Mm-hmm. So people are just comfortable with it. The parody I want to make with rock climbing is I was in fear of it because obviously heights are heights, but if you understand the protection that you have as you're rock climbing, it lessens that fear because you're used to a certain flow. and that's exactly how I got into and stayed in advocating for headless WordPress and passing that JavaScript bootcamp, to be honest with you, because every day was fearful. I'm like, is my code going to break today? And what am I even doing with this? But that's the thing, right? Is that from an adaption standpoint, and that's why WP Engine is so invested in this, is because at the end of the day, with web development and the internet, the future is decoupled API-driven development. And we don't want WordPress to be an age-old technology that nobody uses anymore. We want to bring it along with the so-called Jamstack, if you will, which is a tech buzzword, but it stands for JavaScript API Markup. At the end of the day, it just means, hey, you have an API endpoint, which is, in this case, WordPress, and then we're going to consume that data out of WordPress onto your whatever front end you want to use. Now, from a flow perspective, I think, Doc, honestly, especially with what WP Engine's doing and how people are just adapting this, once it gains traction and, you know, our developer relations team are helping lessen the barrier of entry and get people more enabled on this and understand what exactly they're getting into. And again, it's not for everybody, but to your point, if it's something that's needed, if it's like, oh my God, diagnosis-wise, your site should be a headless WordPress site. Yeah, there's definitely a normality that you need to have to lessen that fear. So,
absolutely. Well, we've been talking with Fran Agolto from a developer advocate at WP Engine today about headless. This was a great conversation. If you'd like to follow up and learn more about what Fran is working on, you can follow him on @Fran_the_dev, Fran the Dev. And upcoming episodes of Press This, we're going to be talking to Nev Harris next week to talk about how to recession-proof your WordPress agency. Thanks for listening to Press This, a WordPress community podcast on WMR. You can follow my adventures at The Torque Mag, which is @TheTorqueMag on Twitter, or torquemag.io, where we share WordPress news, events, and tutorials. You can subscribe to Press This on Red Circle, iTunes, Spotify, or download it directly from WMR.fm each week. I'm your host, Dr. Popular. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to spotlight members of the community each and every week on Press This.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.